Welcome to Health Chat with Kat, where the focus is on overall health, nutrition education, and the prevention of chronic disease. Health Chat is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network in the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas. Now here's your host, Kathleen Curry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Health Chat. This is a beautiful day here in Houston, Texas, where we're broadcasting from, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Hopefully, you're having lunch while you're listening to our program. So we are hoping that we give you a healthier outlook on how to conduct your daily routine and what it is that you need to incorporate into your life to make your life much healthier and much more balanced and well-rounded. I am the owner of Total Healthcare Management. We're a chiropractic facility located in Houston, Texas, on the I-10 Katy Freeway corridor. And so we are a rehabilitation facility, so we do rehab for people who've been injured. We specialize in workers' compensation cases, so if you've been injured on the job, we want to help you to manage your case and the medical treatment that you're allowed through your claim. And so we also conduct a chronic pain management program for patients that are seriously injured and who've gone through all of the normal protocols of physical therapy and surgery and steroid injections and those sort of things, but you're still going to experience some level of pain. We have a program that's a behavioral chronic pain management program that helps you to deal with pain without medication on a long-term basis. So once we're finished with your rehabilitation and your acute injury, then we want to take a look at the rest of your health and see if we can help you on an integrative health basis. So we start looking at your medical history and trying to see if there's any chronic illnesses that we can try and help you to manage and hopefully reverse and turn some of those bad health issues around so that you're not having to take over-the-counter medications, prescription medications, and you're able to make some lifestyle changes that will allow you to continue without having to depend on synthetic medications to be able to manage your health. We want you to manage your health in a much more holistic manner through diet, exercise, just trying to give you information about things that you already do that you can possibly do in a healthier way that can contribute to you having a healthier life. So that's our goal at Total Healthcare Management. And we work with doctors and health professionals that help you to live a healthier and more productive and just a happier life. So that's what we do. And if you want to contact our office, you can call 713-522-6911, or you can contact or go onto our website at www.totalhealthcaremanagement, and management is abbreviated MGMT.com. So that's totalhealthcaremanagement.com. We give health workshops every couple of months. Our next one is scheduled for November, actually. We also do weight loss programs, which we've already done one for the summer, and our next one won't start until January. So we do have boot camps for people to help them lose weight. We have a 12-week program that does a lot of different things. It helps you to read labels, which is really important when you're trying to navigate what food choices you should have. We also teach you about grains and what are good grains, bad grains, sugars. Really, no sugar is good, but there are some sugars that are healthier than others. Also, fats. You know, we talk about fats and what are good fats and bad fats, and making sure that you're getting the proper amount of nutritional value from the food that you're eating. And we also go through the supplemental program with you to teach you what supplements that you need. And to do that, we actually have a regimen of blood tests and blood panels that our doctors review with you. And then we also do a gene sniff, which is a DNA test. It's just a cotton swab in your mouth, but it actually gives the doctors more information about what your deficiencies are. If you're deficient in certain vitamins or minerals, it gives you some specific information as to how you should supplement. Because instead of just generally taking a regimen of supplements that are just for the general public, this is very targeted just for you to make sure that you're receiving all of the nutritional value from your supplements that you should be getting, and also to make sure that you're not over-supplementing in certain supplements. So those are the different programs that we have at Total Healthcare Management. So, again, if you'd like to reach us, call us on our line, on our phone, or you can contact us through our website. So moving along, I'd like to introduce our first guest for today. His name is Rakesh Sethi. Am I pronouncing that right?
Rakesh Sethi.
Sethi. Okay, Rakesh. How are you today, Rakesh?
I'm doing very well, Kathleen. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining our program today. So can you give us a little bit of information about your background and how you've gotten to do the work that you're going to present to us today?
Oh, you betcha. Everything that you were actually describing as I was listening, it felt to me like, as you were describing, Ayurvedic medicine. I graduated from UC Berkeley a long time back with pre-med as well as engineering degree. Worked in engineering field with Hewlett-Packard for many years, but my passion for natural medicine brought me back to medicine, and I graduated in Ayurvedic medicine about 5-plus years ago. Since then, I've been practicing, giving talks, workshops, etc., on this very subject. And this subject, as you had mentioned, is something of preventive care. This is a true prevention in a sense that it revolves around you. It revolves around person's uniqueness. So everybody is unique, and when it comes to wellness, and especially creating wellness path for yourself, the same formula or one size does not fit all. So we have to create a wellness plan based on who you are. And that is what Ayurvedic medicine is really unique about. It really uncovers who you are. It really figures out your unique mind-body constitution. And based on your constitution, there are certain foods that are much more suitable for you. There are certain herbs and spices that you should institute in your diet, and that keeps, you mentioned the word balance, and that keeps your balance. And what is that balance? And that is something is very unique, again, in Ayurvedic medicine. Your unique mind-body constitution has certain energies pulsating in you, and those energies are present in certain proportions.
Before you continue, I just want to explain to our audience about Ayurveda. Ayurveda, which is
Ayurveda
medical system.
Yes, Ayurveda medical system is a natural medical system about 5,000 year old, and it's been in practice in India for all this time. And there are, believe me or not, there are Ayurvedic hospitals in India. We don't have those over here. Ayurvedic medical system is a system that is built on five elements that are present in nature. Our body is made of those five elements. The foods that we eat are made of those five elements. Everything that we see around us everything is made of five elements. And those five elements are earth, water, air, space, and fire. So everybody has these five elements in them. based on what proportions these elements are present in you and in me determines our uniqueness. And that is what the Ayurvedic medicine is all about. Once we determine our uniqueness, then we find out what is our balance. And our balance is, let's say if fire is present in us 30%. Our balance is to maintain that fire at 30%. If earth is present in us, let's say 15%, then our balance is to maintain that element of earth in us at 15%. So what changes this balance, Kathleen? That is often a question that I ask by my clients when I see them. And it is the thoughts that we take in, it is the foods that we take in, the drinks that we take in, the type of air we breathe in, all of these things are continuously interacting with us and changing our balance inside. So certain foods are rich in earth, certain foods are rich in water, certain foods are rich in air, and certain foods are rich in fire. So based on what foods we take in, they change the composition of elements within us. So if we alter our balance, if we change the balance that we are supposed to have, we land at some sort of a disease symptom. And as you had mentioned in your talk, the chronic diseases, and incidentally, chronic illnesses are the second most paid, expense in our healthcare system, beyond the heart disease and cancer and those expenses. After those the very serious diseases, after those diseases, it's the chronic illnesses are the second most expense in our healthcare system. And besides the expense, it is the people suffering chronically. And sometimes they end up taking, some drugs that end up trading one disease for another because of the side effects. And then they are on this medication for the rest of their life. Now, this is what you can really avoid, as you had mentioned, in this Ayurvedic medical system. It's not really a rocket science. Once you know who you are, you can start to form a diet which is more suitable for you, not just a healthy diet. I mean, we all like to eat healthy foods, hopefully. And once in a while, we sort of go on this field trip and eat whatever we want to eat, and maybe at a party or wherever it is, and we consume whatever is available there, even though it may not be healthy for us. But we participate in it, we enjoy it, it's an entertaining and all that good stuff, and that's fine. But in your daily regimen, you participate in your wellness daily once you figure out what is more suitable foods are for you. So you institute those foods in your daily diet, you consume those foods more often, and when you do that, it creates and maintains balance, your unique balance. And when you maintain
Can I stop you for just a second, Rakesh, because I
want to... Yes, of course.
I want to talk about the information that you're giving me. The Ayurvedic body types are also called doshas, right? Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Is that right? And
yes.
So for one person that may eat certain healthy foods, they may not be healthy foods for another body type, right? So all body types, according to this system, need different healthy foods to be able to maintain this balance.
Absolutely.
So depending on what type of body type you have will determine what your diet should have. Is that how it goes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kathleen, that is absolutely correct, and I couldn't have said it any better. I must say that something else that we can add to this, and that is, based on your body type, in this medical system, there are certain disease tendencies that you have. So if, let's say, since you use these terms on the very first time around, I tend not to use these Sanskrit terms, which is vata, pitta, kapha. These are the energies in each one of us, and they are present in different proportions. And depending upon those proportions, we have our uniqueness and our unique disease tendencies that come along with our body constitution. So there is no such thing as perfect body constitution. It doesn't matter what proportion you have, you will have, based on your proportions, certain disease tendencies. For example, if kapha energy dominates in you, your disease tendencies would be obesity, diabetes, high cholesterol, and basically in the mind side, these are the physical side. On the mind side, you will tend to be much more lethargic. You will move towards depression if you're not careful. So the point is, these are your tendencies. If you
okay,
have,
I need to stop you for just a second, Rakesh, because we need to take a commercial break. So
please
stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Thanks for staying with us. I just want to mention that this segment is being brought to you. Our sponsor is A Healthier Means by Lois Dunn. She's a personal chef and caterer. She lectures with groups and individuals on preparing healthy foods that you already eat, but helping you to prepare them in a healthier way. So to contact Ms. Dunn, you can call her at 713-382-2229. All right, Rakesh, I'm back with you now. And so we were talking about the different body types and what constitutes certain, certain characteristics of certain body types. And you were mentioning about kapha body types. So you can go ahead and tell us what else we need to know about that body type and what are some of the characteristics of the vata and pitta.
Oh, sure. Kapha people, well, we were where we left off on kapha, to go back to that, is that those people tend to be rather large. They tend to be very gregarious and very friendly and very passionate, very loving in their nature. They tend to be much more of a structure in the family or in the business situation. They are like the pillar, if you will. That's their one of their strong attributes. These are the people who would who are like the glue that keep the team together, if you will. And
mm-hmm.
And these are the people who would put on weight rather easily and lose weight in a very difficult way. This is just their tendency, natural tendency. That's how they're built. And that's why if they tend to be, since they tend to be a little bit large, they may look a little bit obese. So for them, that appearance is not a disease. I mean, that's their natural type. And that's one of the messages I often try to get out to people, is once you figure out who you are, then perhaps looking big and large and having more weight is not a disease for you, because that is your natural tendency. In fact, mm-hmm. if you try to reduce and live with a less weight as the maybe the society or whatever the norms in the society tell you.
The Western medical model of health, you know, they have certain height and body ranges, and I guess even the BMI index, the body mass index, is an indicator.
Right.
So that's not necessarily the case in Ayurvedic medicine. It's not necessarily that you, if you have a large frame, that you're unhealthy necessarily, right?
That's correct. Absolutely correct. And this is why it is very important to know who you are, because then you sort of know where is your balance. And if you're kapha, your balance is going to be different than if you're pitta. So let's go to pitta now. Pitta people are a little bit more in the middle. They are sort of like in moderation. And everything is in moderation for them. The key word for them is moderation, basically. They can eat in moderation. They can sort of live their whole life in moderation, meaning they cannot go on one extreme to the other extreme. And if they do, they lose their balance. These are the people whose frame is sort of like in the middle of the road, not very large frame, not very small frame. They cannot put on weight very easily because the fire element dominates in them. And the fire element, when you eat food, the fire in them is so sharp that it consumes, burns the food, and it does not hold on to the earth and water elements as much as the kapha person does. A kapha person has a tendency to hold on to the earth and water elements, and that's why the kapha people are heavier set. And pitta type, they're not as heavy because the fire element just takes the earth and water elements off of them. Now, mm-hmm. pitta people, unlike the kapha people, they tend to be a little bit more sharp as the fire element is more sharp. So they're not as, quote-unquote, friendly or, I shouldn't say the word friendly, I should use the word like, the threshold in them is not as much as in kapha person of patience and love and so forth. The pitta people are much more fast-going, fast-moving. Their patience is a little bit less. So that's sort of their attributes, their characteristics. Vata people, on the other hand, they are a little bit smaller frame, thin frame. They cannot hold on to earth and water elements also. The elements that dominate in them are air and space. And air, as you know, is light. Space virtually has no weight to it. And whereas in the kapha, when you have earth and water elements, which are more heavier, that's why those people tend to be more heavy, and vata people tend to be more light. Now, vata people, they are very creative people. These are the people who will come up with ideas one after another after another. These are the people who will be the artists in the society. These are the people who would be creating things. These are the people who would be the designers in the companies, coming out with new designs and so forth. So they are very, very creative people. The point I'm trying to make is every constitution has its strengths and weaknesses. The disease tendencies, incidentally, we forgot to mention, in pitta people, the disease tendencies tend to be inflammations, internal inflammations and even external inflammations. Why? Because the fire tends to run high in them. Whereas disease tendency in vata people are much more so of nervous nerve disorders. These are the people who tend to develop anxiety much faster. These are the people who would have more problems as they age with memory. They would tend to go towards dementia, Alzheimer's, and that type, those types of diseases. Now, having said all...
Before you go any further, I was just going to mention to you, I did go online to do some research about Ayurvedic. And so one of the things that they were saying, that they were showing, was how to determine whether you're a Pitta, a Vata, or a Kapha. And so what they're looking at is your body type, your hair type, skin type, how you sleep, what type of eye structure you have, your joints, what is your body temperature, whether you're hot or cold most of the time, how do you handle stress, your appetite. So they go through a series of questions, at least online, and that helped determine what type you are. Now, I imagine there's also more scientific or doctors that that you know that can make these determinations by possibly looking at maybe some of your body markers or going through a questionnaire with you. Is that how it's determined?
Absolutely. So let's look at that. I was going to jump into this particular subject, how do you determine your mind-body constitution? One of the things that you can do, as you mentioned, is you can take tests or questionnaires that are posted on the Internet. While they can give you some notion as to who you are, I'm not sure that you could just base your entire life on those few questionnaires. I mean, it's a good to start off with, and oftentimes when I see clients in my practice who have taken these questionnaires before seeing me, I would say maybe 40 to 50% of the time, they're absolutely off. And the reason they're off is because it's a human nature. The tendency is to answer the questions as to who you would like to be. It's just subconsciously,
right.
The answers come out like who you want to be. And the idea of this questionnaire is keeping in mind is that there is no right or wrong answer. There's only one answer for you, for who you are. And what I'm trying to discover, what Ayurvedic medicine is trying to help you discover, is to find out your original self.
Mm-hmm.
And it is your original self that is going to then determine everything else from that point forward. So it's very important for you to make sure to answer those questions as to who you are, and not really answer, by the way, how you're feeling today. Perhaps you're feeling not so well today. Maybe you have some chronic illness. Maybe some issue is going on in your body. So then you tend to answer those questions based on that. And when you do that, again, you don't find your original self, because you end up finding the imbalanced self, because today you're imbalanced.
Well, before we go any further, we're about to run out of time, Rakesh, so I want to make sure that our audience knows how to contact you. So give us your website address, and I see you do coaching and training. You're really trying to infiltrate the workforce and work with a lot of companies and their employees. So tell everyone how to contact you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for bringing that up, Kathleen. My website is www.truewellnessgroup.com. That's truewellnessgroup.com. And you can contact me also, if you like, by phone, 925-895-7117. I see clients over Skype as well, and it's very... very good way to actually do a consultation for people who don't have Ayurvedic practitioner available to them locally.
Mm-hmm.
And I most recently also written a book, and this book is Health Plus Happiness equals wellness. And this book helps you determine your mind-body constitution with a very lengthy questionnaire. And it actually takes you through the physical level, the mental level, and as well as the spiritual level, and helps you discover in each area who you are and how you can make each one of these areas work to produce wellness in you. And that is what really is, as Kathleen had mentioned in the opening, the holistic wellness is. And when you live well in each one of these levels, you really produce true wellness and lasting wellness in you for your entire life.
Well, this is a very interesting area of health. I think this is something that's not talked about nearly enough. Ayurveda is such an ancient system of health that this is really a very in-depth, interesting area to actually start doing some research on. If you've got some health issues, that you can actually try and improve your health by following some of these techniques. So thank you so much, Rakesh, for coming on the program today. And I hope people do get in touch with your website so that they can learn more about it. So thank you again, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Kathleen, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to share this information, and I look forward to working with whoever is inspired today to take that step forward to take care of their health.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Kathleen, and you too. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with our next guest in just a moment.
The time is now to invest your time, energy, and brain power to mastering the world of business for women globally. It is time for us as a community of women in business to take our skills, our ideas, and our hearts to the global marketplace and change the world. This is now a business to women and a business for women world that we call B2W. It is time to change this world for women in business, one backyard at a time. Join us on October 16th, 2013 through October 18th, 2013 at Wiley Conference Center, Beverly, Massachusetts, and together let's begin a new world of business where we will together become stronger, faster, and wiser at all we do and deliver. Our backs are strong, our commitment to success is focused, and our impact will be mighty. Seating is limited, so register today at womenstoolbox.com/annualconference.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
This segment is brought to you by Law Offices of Attorney M.L. Curry. Attorney Curry specializes in workers' compensation and third-party cases, also personal injury. So if you've been in a car accident or if you've been denied medical treatment and benefits from the insurance carrier for your employer, please contact Attorney M.L. Curry at 713-222-2400, or you can reach him out on his website at www.attmlcurry.com. curry.net. So please give Attorney Curry a call if you have any of those particular issues. And so now I want to bring on our next guest, who is Christian Perez. Hi, Christian. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So I got a chance to get onto your website to look at what your program is. And so I want to first have you give a little bit of background information about yourself and how you got to the point where you're working with the clients that you're helping on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, as many people don't know, I do claim that I can achieve amazing results using my program. I claim that I can eliminate basically any kind of a negative emotion in only a few minutes. Eliminate depression, anxiety, phobia, addiction, and any kind of a negative emotion in only a few minutes. And now, about my background, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. So how can I claim that I can achieve these results? Actually, what happened is when I was very young, I stumbled almost by accident into some very interesting information about how the mind works and how energy works and how you can use your mind to manipulate energy and basically doing that eliminate any kind of a negative emotion or any kind of emotional pain. And now, I was in high school when I was learning this information, and over the years, I became very interested in the information. I studied it, and by the time I was about 16 or 17, I started using the technique. And now, being very young, I did not have any major traumas myself or any major issues, but I did know people who had those issues. I did know people who had addiction, who had fresh anxiety, panic attacks. So I decided to utilize the technique from them and see if I could actually get results in the real life. And so I did. And actually, the first person I used it with, I'm not going to say her name, but she was a 50-year-old woman. And when I first used the technique, she was a smoker. And I remember going to her and asking her to let me use the technique on her. I didn't know what was going to happen. I just wanted to try it out. And previously, she had tried just about everything under the sun to be able to quit smoking. So she was convinced that this was just something else that was not going to work. And before I applied the technique on her, I asked her to rate the intensity of the craving of, for the desire to smoke from the scale of 0 to 10. And at the time, she told me she was an 11. So then I applied the technique on her, which took me about 3 minutes. And after the 3 minutes, she looked at me after I applied the technique, and she had a cigarette in her hand. So she looked at me, and she looked at the cigarette, and she said, "Whoa, it's gone." And I didn't really know what to expect. So she then went to explain to me that the craving disappeared in about 5 minutes of using the technique. I then spoke to her about 2 weeks later, and she told me that she had not only did she not smoke, but she tried to smoke, and she was not able to smoke. The thought of smoking caused her to feel disgusted. And
now, the name of this technique is called BERT. B-E-R-T is the acronym, but it's Bioenergetic Rebalancing Technique. So is this a technique that you developed, or did you learn this from someone?
Actually, the term Bioenergetic Rebalancing Technique, that's the name of my DVD course. And actually, that's the name of the DVD course because I kind of learned a lot of techniques from different people. So what I did is kind of combine all the techniques into one program so that a person can not only have access to one type of technique, but have access to the whole book set, and that way be able to achieve even better results than using only one technique.
And so the things that you work with your clients on are depression, anxiety, addiction, lifelong addiction, trauma, emotional pain, and negative emotions. So these are the things that you can help people with, and you're saying that you can do this in about a five-minute period of time, right?
Yeah, that's the approximate time frame.
So this is a really quick technique of handling some serious life issues here. So tell us a little bit about the technique that you use. Is it talk therapy? Do you use some type of biofeedback? What is it that you do exactly to try and help people to manage these different health issues?
Well, actually, it's quite the opposite of talk therapy. Many of the people I've worked with, they've been going to psychologists for months and sometimes even years to try to eliminate a trauma or a phobia. And with talk therapy, what they try to achieve is to make the patient rationalize about why they should not be afraid of the spider or why they should not be feeling those negative feelings. But feelings are actually not at a cognitive level. They are at an energetic level. And one of the greatest myths is that we use the brain to think and that we store information in the brain. And another great myth is that the brain and the mind are a synonymous term, because actually we don't store information in the brain. And we don't quite think with the brain. The brain is only a supercomputer that can process thoughts. We actually have a magnetic field surrounding the body. And you can call that the mind. Some people call it the aura. And some people call it by different names. But this is an energetic field scientifically proven that's quantifiable and measurable. And
well, you know, it's not that hard to understand the magnetic field that surrounds our body. If you've ever walked across a carpet at certain points of the year when there's more electromagnetic energy in the air, well, you can touch something and you'll feel a shock. So you know that there's some, there's an electrical field surrounding your body when that happens, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we do have the energetic field around the body. And we also have an energetic system inside of the body. And the Chinese ancient medicine called it qi. The Japanese called it qi. The Indians called it prana. And so we can see it as two energy systems, one surrounding the body and one inside of the body. And this is where we store the information. This is where we store memory and emotion. So we don't store it in the brain. The brain only communicates with the energy and kind of translates it into emotion. And to use an example, we can use, if we have DirecTV, we know that we can watch a movie or a TV show on the television, but we know that the TV show is not stored inside of the TV. It's actually being broadcasted into the antenna and then transformed into images. And the same happens with thoughts and emotions. They're actually being transmitted from the energy field to the brain. Then the brain translates that into emotions and images. So what the techniques do is they actually work with the energy fields in the body, because they are magnetic fields holding information, and that's the information that causes a negative emotion. That's why when you use a talk therapy or any of the conventional therapies, they don't work, because they don't get to the energy field. So you need to use energy techniques to basically blow up and eliminate those energy fields so that they don't affect the brain. And it's actually very interesting, and they developed the science of neuroplasticity based on the fact that the mind actually controls the brain. And
say that again. I couldn't understand you, Christian. What is that again?
Neuroplasticity.
Okay.
That's Yes, that's the science stating that the mind controls the brain, and actually depending on the type of thoughts that you have, you actually create microscopic physical changes in the brain. So the energy fields basically control the body. And by trying to control the brain or affect cognitively the brain, we don't get to the energy field. So with the bioenergetic rebalancing technique, we actually get to the energy field, rebalance the energy system. So this way, these negative information stored in the magnetic field don't affect the brain, and therefore we don't experience the negative emotion. And the good thing...
We need to stop for just a second, take a commercial break, and we'll be back in just a moment. So
okay.
Stay with us.
The Lesson Plan, a guide for mothers and teenage daughters. Are you connected? Do you understand each other? As a mother, do you want to redefine your position as a parent? Reestablish lost relationships? Strengthen your existing relationships? Be the role model your daughter needs? If you want a better relationship with your daughter, read The Lesson Plan, written by Gwen Gassard, educator, author, and radio host of Making Life Easy. To order your copy today, go to GwenGassard.net.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
This segment is brought to us through our sponsor, Inner Peace Counselors. Rosemary Behrens is an LPC. She's available to work with individuals, groups, and family counseling. You can contact Rosemary at 281-380-6242. That's Rosemary Behrens with Inner Peace Counselors. So, Christian, I'm back with you. And we have a sponsor that actually does talk therapy. And she does do a lot of work with individuals who have some of these same issues that she seems to get some breakthrough with and actually make some headway with in trying to help them to manage these issues. But you're saying that talk therapy is not quite enough. So you were when we left off at the break, you were talking about how to rebalance these energy fields in your body, right?
Yes, and I don't want to down any kind of therapy. But talk therapy is actually a great tool when you want to help someone understand why they have a certain problem. As I was explaining, the real cause of all negative emotions is really an imbalance in the body's energy system. And by rebalancing the body's energy system, you're actually fixing the cause of the negative emotion. So by doing that, automatically the negative emotion disappears. And the good thing is that it's not hard to eliminate or to rebalance the body's energy system. And it doesn't take a long time. It basically takes less than a second to apply the technique. That's what takes the more time, because it requires some physical movement and to use the use of your imagination.
Oh, okay, so you're using the person's imagination, and you said you're doing some physical movement with them. Is that what I can't hear you that well, so he can talk of this a little bit.
Yes, and the course is based on several techniques. Some are very old techniques, and some are some newer techniques. And one that became very popular is emotional freedom technique, or commonly known as ESP. And if we look at each of these techniques individually, the people who developed the technique, it took them years and years of trial and error to be able to come up with a technique and then be able to develop that into something that creates amazing results. So I feel that I've been very fortunate because I've had access to many different people who use different types of techniques achieving similar results. So basically, I've been able to take a shortcut and learn directly from people who have taken the long road to come up with this technique. And I've been able to learn from each of them different techniques and be able to combine them and create a program that really gives you the ability to obtain faster results.
And, I've had our guest on before talking about EFT, which is emotional freedom techniques. And so your techniques are kind of a combination of different types of techniques that you've learned, that you've taken kind of the best of all of these techniques and put them into your own technique, which is the BERT, B-E-R-T, Bioenergetic Rebalancing Technique. So you've got a unique way of dealing with these techniques, I see.
That's correct.
Okay, and so do you do counseling? Can you do this by, does it have to be someone in person? Because you're located in Arizona, right?
Yes, and I first started, it wasn't my intention to get into this profession, but I started applying the techniques from family members and friends, and they started referring people to me. And it basically got created kind of by accident because people wanted to come to me. And after a while, I was working one-on-one with people, but then they had to keep coming back to me for different issues. So I decided to just start to teach the technique to them so that then they would not have to come back to me. And I found that to be very effective because the techniques are actually very easy to apply. If even a 9-year-old could apply them and learn the technique in about an hour or two. And I found that to be very effective, and that's why I created the DVD course, because that's a way to kind of reach a lot of people much, much quicker.
Oh, okay, so you've got a course. I see that you've got a DVD set that people can purchase through your website. So tell everyone your website address so they'll know how to reach you.
Yes, my website is energetichealth.info. And actually, in there, if you go on the homepage of my website, I created an opt-in page where you can enter your email. And after you confirm your subscription, you receive each day you receive a video that teaches you some techniques to eliminate some specific negative emotions or problems, such as addictions and such.
So for people who are like smokers, for instance, they have an addiction that they've had for a long time, you can help them with these techniques to stop smoking, for instance.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, that's one of the techniques that I teach on my free video series. Like I mentioned, if you enter your email on my homepage, the first video you receive is teaching you how to eliminate cravings, not only for cigarettes, but also for any kind of substance. Even chocolate, Coca-Cola, and some people who eat or overeat and eat when they're not really hungry because
uh-huh.
That's an anxiety issue. So the first video you get is actually teaching you how to eliminate any type of craving.
Wow, that's pretty good. Because, even though, there's a big range of problems with food, ranging from purging to obesity. And so, there's a lot of room there to help people to be able to deal with food better. And you mentioned Coca-Cola, but, yeah, sodas are a huge problem. A lot of people think if they can just start drinking diet soda, that will resolve all of their problems. But it really is not, that's even less healthy than regular sodas. So you know, for a lot of our patients who are going through our weight loss program, trying to stop drinking different, you know, types of carbonated drinks is really, really a difficult process for them. So this would be a wonderful way for people to try and understand how to help deal with those kinds of issues. So I see on your website you had a special promotion that was valid through September 10th. So you have your course that was now been discounted. So is it possible that if people are listening to this program, if they mention Health Chat, that they can, you will continue to offer that promotion?
Oh, absolutely. I'll actually go ahead and extend the promotion for one more week. And the promotion consisted in a discount and also on having a one-on-one consultation with me over the phone. I've also worked with people over the phone consulting, and I give them specific instructions of what to do. And in a few minutes, I help them eliminate lifelong traumas or emotional issues over the phone. So that's actually something that's also very valuable.
Very interesting. I have some patients that I'd like you to talk to, actually, and see if this would be a good technique for them that have some addictive personalities, and they have some specific addictions that they have. So I'm going to pass your information on. Also, the link for this program will be on Tough Talk Radio, so, and also on our website, Total Healthcare Management. So if anyone wants to send someone either to Christian's website, or they can get this off of TotalHealthCareManagement.com. So this is very interesting that you've got this technique. And you have on here that you'll send a free relaxation audio to help them reset their energy system. So on top of the DVDs and the free consultation with you, they're also going to get another audio.
That's correct.
Okay. So you're in the Arizona area. Do you do any type of lecturing, or do you meet with groups, or do you just do everything, all of your work is just one-on-one?
I've just switched from one-on-one to doing it online. I was thinking of doing it all online simply because of the fact that the past practice that I've had has literally taken all of my time, and I have, like, no free time, and I wanted to find a way to free myself or have free time, but at the same time be able to help a larger group of people. And mm-hmm. I found that doing it online with the DVD course was actually the perfect way to do so.
Okay. All right, well, you have on here emotional freedom is guaranteed. So for anyone who'd like to contact Christian, please go to his website, which is energetichealth.info. Thank you so much, Christian, for being on our program today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is quite interesting, and hopefully our listeners will take advantage of this opportunity to work with you and contact you. So we wish you all the best of luck and into your future and with the work that you're doing.
Yes, and also I forgot to mention, I have a 60-day money-back guarantee. And as I mentioned, it only takes at the most a few hours to see if the techniques really work or not. But I give you 60 days. You can try it a week later or a month later. And if you don't think it's the most powerful thing you've ever seen, simply send the DVD course back, and I'll not refund you your money.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's wonderful to know that if it doesn't work for you, you can send it back. But hopefully this will open doors for a lot of people who are having the issues that we were talking about. So we appreciate you being on our show, and thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you very much.
So we've had two wonderful guests on today. One was talking about ayurvedic health, and then Mr. Christian was talking about emotional freedom. So these are are other types of techniques that people can use to try and obtain a better lifestyle and a better outcome for their health. And so we appreciate both of our guests being on today. I also want to give a shout out to some of the people who help us with this program. So I want to make mention to Tiana Curry, my daughter, and my sister is going to be working with me, Joyce Kaiser. She's going to be working out of Pennsylvania, actually, Pittsburgh, but she's going to be helping us with the show. So we appreciate you taking the time out today to try and get a new perspective on health. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend. So here's to your health, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Health Chat with Kat. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.